Lots to get into with our next guest, and we're excited to have her on. She's a lawyer with Durant Barristers, Erin Durant. It's great to have you. Little birdies are telling me this morning you're a big Taylor Swift fan, so we've got you covered there.
Big time Swiftie. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk to you about Safe Sport and a few other things, and we will get to a couple of those other issues as well. But I had to double back to see when this inquiry was announced. This was Canada's sport minister, Carla Qualtro, who announced a national commission to address a lot of these issues. But this is back November of 2023. And I know sometimes things can move at a glacial pace with approvals and commissions and whatnot, Erin, but there's a lot of people in the sports industry and a lot of victims, alleged and otherwise, in the sports industry waiting for better answers and waiting for things to move more quickly than they are. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, over the past few years, there have been a lot of victims very loudly advocating for change in the Canadian sports system. And, you know, the minister finally announced some kind of commission without any details about what it would look like back in November. The victims had been calling on a national inquiry, which would allow the judge sitting over the commission to summon witnesses who must appear, summon documentation. But it looks like, based on the minister's announcement last November, that what she's looking at is a much lower inquiry in terms of more of a forward-looking commission in terms of, you know, accepting that everything's not great and looking forward. So there's kind of two issues. One is, what is this thing going to look like? And also, you know, why on earth has it taken more than 6 months to do anything?
Yeah, like we're trying to, you know, get this, I think, in the flow of the news cycle. You made the point that there's you know, a system, and as you describe it, it's a confidential binding arbitration system that flows out of the results of an investigation. And some of the issues with this particular scenario do slow down the process to get these kind of cases heard, do they not?
Yeah. So a few years back, we started creating a system that allows athletes and really anyone involved in sport to make complaints and have them addressed by somebody outside of the sport that's independent. And the systems that we used prior to those changes, as well as what we have now, are very complicated. They take a long time. And the abuse-free sport system in particular that I've now had an opportunity to help a few clients with is, I think, flawed in a number of ways, in which I won't really get into today. But in my view, this commission should have happened before we spent millions and millions of dollars creating something. So, you know, my theory as to why the government has not wanted to go down the road of an inquiry is that they've already spent millions of dollars on something which is supposed to be the fix, and it's really not going to be the fix.
Erin Durant's our guest on 640 Toronto, on Toronto Today. I know we talked about the impartiality of judges being hired by the province right now, and we talked about that a few weeks ago, but you saw the same case I did, in that the Toronto Superior Court had to throw out a case in which a man was accused of human trafficking because it had been 30 months. And I think if you ask the average person on the street, the Supreme Court has said cases in Superior Court must be heard within 30 months. I almost don't have a problem with the idea that, yeah, a case must be heard within 30 months, but we've got a real problem on our hands if we can't prioritize something like a human trafficking case and get it heard in 2.5 years, Erin. That's a huge problem. Like, that's not a real country that can't get that done.
I know. And, you know, I've been quite upset about how slowly we've been appointing federal judges for a couple of years now, lawyers and even judges. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada wrote the Minister of Justice, which never happens. You know, saying, you know, we're in a crisis here, you need to appoint the judges. And still, Toronto is one of the areas in the country which there's a huge number of vacancies. And the human trafficking case in particular really got my attention, because the individual who benefited from not having to go through a trial and potentially be convicted of human trafficking. He also had a second case thrown out earlier this year, also for human trafficking, also for delay. So, you know, we have basically a two-time potential offender here who we haven't been able to prosecute in time. And it's just, you know, it makes me think, why do we even have a justice system if we can't accomplish that?
And obviously, then it gets political. And if anything, that's not what the courts are supposed to be. And I've heard so many people say, well, you know, we watched all the chaos that happens in the states when, let's say, a president's going to nominate a Supreme Court nominee. We've seen that since the beginning of, since I was just old enough to watch TV, Robert Bork in the mid-1980s when Ronald Reagan tried to nominate him. We don't want to sort of split ideological hairs. This just feels like there's right and wrong, and we've got to get trials where, regardless of who the prime minister is or regardless of even how the judges lean, Aaron, we've got to find a way to speed up our processes. It's frustrating to everybody. I can't imagine what it's like to arrest people like this person and then see him go free because you can't get him a trial in 30 months. Madness.
Yeah, there was another recent case where it was a sexual assault case. And, you know, sexual assault, it's difficult on the victim to come forward with the assault. Very few sexual assault cases and allegations make it all the way to trial for various reasons. And the trial actually went all the way through to the end. The victim testified in court. And at the end of the trial, the judge made the ruling that it took too long to get to the trial and the case was thrown out. So we really need to fix this. And what I can't figure out is, you know, what's the downside to appointing judges? It's not like people are not applying to be judges. There's people who apply and wait for years to hear that they've been appointed. So, you know, they just need to look at the candidates they have and make appointments. It's really disappointing.
I know you're a huge backer of women's sports. Our household is too. And I know we played the clip yesterday of, and I laugh only because, my goodness, like it wrecks it for the rest of us. There was a clip of a columnist in Indianapolis meeting Caitlin Clark for the first time. And he was, you know, he described it as oafish. Many described it as creepy. You had an opinion on this exchange, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm a former athlete myself, and when I was so upset and annoyed by it is, here we have Caitlin Clark, who, if not currently, is certainly going to be the best known female athlete in America. And, you know, her first televised press conference, we have, you know, a blatant instance of, you know, I'll call it sexism or creepiness or whatever you want to call it. And I think for female athletes, it's really disappointing because we all have seen that and have been through things like that as being a female athlete. We're often not respected. You know, we've had comments said to us by, you know, officials, fans, you know, we tend not to be taken seriously. And, you know, looking at that, it made me feel like even Caitlin Clark isn't being taken seriously by this reporter. So yeah, I'm glad he'd issued an apology. I think it was needed, but I think a lot of people are still upset with that particular reporter.
Well, and it's often been on, the shoe's been on the other foot, right? It's often been male athlete interacting with female reporter and making her feel a little less than, or that she doesn't belong. And we've made, I'm telling you, I'm in these locker rooms sometimes, we've made so much progress in that department, and then it feels like one thing can just poof, it derails it, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the only good thing about it is there was a huge backlash about it, and there's been some media articles written. So, you know, I hope others learn from that. But yeah, it is also upsetting because there are so many female journalists trying to break into the world of sport and, you know, maybe not breaking in. And you know, obviously a female journalist would know, you know, not to behave in that manner, I think. So yeah, upsetting all around.
Yeah. Aaron, thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate you being on our show.
Thank you. Happy to come back anytime.
Awesome. All right. Aaron Duran joining us on Toronto Today.